episode is the rawest, the realest podcast.
The rawest, the realest, the craziest, the littest, the dumbest, the smartest, the best podcast in the world.
Yeah, that's the intro, bro. I was like, man, this was like the LA turned out of punk.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
That's a nice compliment. I listen to like episodes of Apple with like people who I like. Cause sometimes Apple has like too many, bro. Like
Apple has so many good, like that it's like can't keep track.
Yeah.
Like you just like shout out to I don't know him, but shout out to.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
It was Damian Abraham.
I'm recording. Just oh yeah.
Oh, you're recording.
Yeah. But yeah, he's really sick. Shout out to Turn Out of Punk. It, like, I mean, it's kind of sick because this is like full like punk dude, and then also record.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Yeah, listen, Apple, and you too, man.
Yeah.
It's pretty sick.
Thank you. So welcome to Laugh Not Die Later. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. I appreciate every single one of you who listens. I appreciate any DMs, any kind of words, even on the replies on the Spotify Q&A. Yeah, give us a 5-star. And if you're not giving us a 5-star, don't give us stars at all. I just want 5 stars. It helps out a lot. Tell your friends about it. The best marketing is the word of mouth. And I got a new band, Dark Uniform. Demo should be, hopefully, I'm praying, what the fuck? I'm hoping, fingers crossed, this is out. The demo is out by the time this interview is out. Check it out. Hardcore punk, I guess. People who like punk, people who like hardcore. People are open-minded. A little bit of Japanese punk influence in there. Just check it out. 3-song demo should be out. And today, my guest is Ronald, Ronnie, Ron. I don't know. How do you want to go by?
I don't know. Ronnie, Ron. Either or is fine.
Ron the Don Perez.
Yeah.
River. Where are you? Colton, California. IE. How you doing, sir?
What up, man? Just here chilling at the park in Riverside.
We're at the famous park. So I am looking across from Ron, and in the back there's a big, I guess, like stage. Built into the park, and in that stage, bands like Youth of Today, Chain of Strength play.
Yup.
It was crazy when you told me, like, let's meet up at the park that Youth of Today play. I'm like, that's kind of hard.
Yeah, dude, I don't know. I think it's sick, like, yo, Youth of Today play there. There's like a bunch of pictures online. I don't know. It's tight that they played here, and I don't know, it's a nice park.
It's tight that we're doing this here.
What's up?
It's tight that we're doing this
here.
Oh,
yeah, 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 it's tight. Yeah, I was like, I don't know. Like, this seems like a cool spot to do this episode.
Yeah. It's a hardcore for hardcore.
Yeah.
So, Ronald or Ronnie or Ron, whatever. Ron is a photographer, bass player of Hordes. And what's the other band?
Pesadilla Distópica.
Pesadilla Distópica. To be honest, I mean, we talked about earlier, I was intrigued by your photography. Your photography, I guess, to sum it up, is very wholesome and just very, it's well curated, and it's like, the photography is always like through the lenses of the photographer, of what they see and how they see it. But I guess I just like the way you see these bands, you know, if that makes sense. I guess that's the best way to put it. Very wholesome.
Cool. Thanks, man.
So how you doing, Ron?
Just chilling, man. It's a little chilly. It's cool. Yeah, I don't know. Thanks, man. I don't know. I don't know. I just have my camera with me, and like, if it feels good to like snap a picture, then I'll do it. And if not, then I won't.
So you're part of this, I guess, the best way to put it, you're part of this, like, group of people, or I guess part of a circle where you don't really fit into a category, where you dress normal, but you're into, like, crust punk, power violence, hardcore, and you're, like, well-versed on music.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like Marcos from Advanced Perspective is another one. Where like, you just dress normal, you know what I mean? Like, North Face jacket, some Air Maxes, some baggy pants, and then, but you're really well-versed and into a lot of music. There's, I think there's a picture that I saw early, like, before I met you, where it's, like, you with the Samhain shirt.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh, like, and this is, like, when you were young.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's just kind of, like, you kind of get the vibe of where you're coming from.
Yeah. I don't know. I thought it was sick, like, one, like, I don't know. I kind of, like, grew up, like, in a bicycle household, so you can't, like, dress all crazy and shit. Like, you'd get talked, like, shit on. So, I don't know. And just dress, like, some normal-ass clothes, but then, like, wear, like, a band shirt.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, or, like, I don't know, like, growing up, you would see, like, old heads, like, I don't know, some cholo-looking fool, but, like, they would know who, like, Gizm is, or, like, I don't know, some other, like, foreign hardcore shit. Like, yeah. Oh, this is fucking tight. Like, I don't know. Like, you don't have to dress, like, I don't know, all decked out. I don't know.
Or it's like, you don't have to mold yourself into, I'm a crust punk, I'm a hardcore kid, I'm a this.
I just, like, if this sounds good, I fuck with it. I think that's tight, like, when people like all sorts of shit. Because if it's just like, I don't know, if you're like, oh, I'm the D-beat guy, then, like, I don't know, that's cool, I guess. But I like D-beat, I don't know. I like Pink Panthers, I don't know, fucking, I don't know, Soul Surge. Just, I don't know, I like everything, dude.
Yeah. Before we started recording this, I mean, and for context for those who are listening, I came all the way to the IE to interview Ron because Ron didn't want to come down to LA.
Damn, my bad, bro.
No, that's it. But it's cool that I came here because you're driving me around and you're showing me through, like, downtown IE where, like, SOS booking started and obviously the Fox Theater and what else?
Like Riverside Municipal Auditorium.
Yeah, that area. And you're showing me all these places. And you're telling me, oh, I saw this band play here. I saw this band play here. I know this band played here. Like, literally just, like, all types of bands. You talk to me from, like, a Despise You Basement show where Hulk played to Ian MacKay, like, side project, to the Fox Theater where big bands play. Like, you kind of gave me a whole tour of all these bands playing, even some 90s, like, pop punk that I didn't even know. Yeah. But that just shows that being from the IE or, like, from, again, from what you're telling me, it's like a good place to grow up as a, like, a hardcore kid who was into a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Because you, like, there's just so much.
Yeah. I don't know. It's sick, dude. Like, I don't know. Like, dude, sometimes I'll go, like, on eBay and I'll look up, like, San Bernardino. I'll look up San Bernardino and then I'll click, like, entertainment memorabilia. And I'll find flyers, bro, like fucking Napalm Death, like, literally playing, like, a block from my house, my old house. Like, Napalm Death with Neurosis or, like, if you go on YouTube, there's, like, a really famous, like, set, like, Unbroken, like, when the guitar player passed, they had, a benefit show, and, dude, that shit was, like, legit, like, behind my house, dude. I'm like, bro, I was fucking, like, 6, 7 years old. That's crazy, like, this is going on, or, like, the British Invasion riot, too, like, that was, like, down the street from my house. Like, I don't know, some Nazi fool got, like, stabbed, like, when Total Chaos was playing. I think, like, the Addicts, Discharge, like, UK Subs, all those bands were on the bill.
I mean, Youth of Today trying to play, like, at the
stage. Yeah.
And then, but the Addicts, you told me, play down, like, down.
They play on the other side of the park, too, at the little VFW hall. This is, like, 2008, when I thought everything was far, because I didn't have a smartphone or a car. But I could have took the bus or fucking rode my bike. There's, like, a river that passes by my house and comes to this park. But I didn't know.
There's just so much history.
Yeah. Or, dude, even, like, the Addicts would have, like, a... When, like, British Invasion Fest was a thing, they'd have, like, a signing at the Rocker store. It was called, what was it called? I think it was called, like, The Edge or something. It was, like, a Rocker store in the mall by my house. And, yeah, they'd be there, like, doing, like, autograph signing, meet and greets and shit. Or like, dude, like, Blink-182, like, the Dude Ranch CD release was, like, a mile away from my house.
Wow.
Just, like, a bunch of shit, dude. Like, it's, like, all around you. But, like, I don't know.
Dude, is that something that you look back now and you just found out and you're like... Or do you think as you were growing up that helped you mold your interest, like, oh, this man played here, like, and then this man, you'll find all these things happening.
I think a little bit of both. Like, I was like a kid, like, oh damn, like Ozfest is in San Bernardino, like, I don't know, Black Sabbath, like, I don't know, Ozzy, or like Hatebreed was playing like up the street for me. But like, I was like too young to go to shit like that, or, like, my parents were just like strict. Or like British Invasion, I didn't go to that. I was 2006, I was 15 years old. But getting like $40-$60 when you're 15 is fucking hard. I didn't go to that because I was like, no, I'm gonna go to a sick ass show. I'm gonna go see the Casualties with the Unseen like in a month or something, like after the fest, and that was like $30. I was like, I'd rather go to that, but I fucked up. But I remember all the kids like in my class who went to like British Invasion, they're like, oh, we got tear gassed, and it's all over the news, bro. My dad's friend had like a bridal shop like up the street from like the venue, dude, like crossing the street, and like his shit got broken into, like his windows were smashed, the dresses were stolen, fucked up. The Carl's Jr., Jack in the Box, all those windows got,
for those who don't know, what is British Invasion?
Yo, so like the people from like Showcase Theater used to have like a, they used to have a fest, dude, pretty much like all the old like British bands, like Discharge, Exploited, Addicts, all those bands would play like a big ass festival in San Bernardino. They had one like 2004, they skipped 2005, and then 2006 was last year. But yeah, that, I don't know. And there's always been shows too, like I don't know, like SOS booking, like early days, like I think like their first shows like in Drupal Valley, that's fucking crazy there. And then like Riverside, I started going when they're in Riverside, so I didn't even like know the bands. I was like, oh, there's a show, I'm gonna go to the show, and then I'll end up liking the bands and meeting people. I think that's just how I know a bunch of people, just through SOS pretty much. Yeah, I just, the shows were like 10 minutes away from my house.
So yeah, I mean, it just shows how much history there is, i.e. how much, I don't know, what's the best way to put it, like just punk culture, like, you know what I mean, thrives. What do you think makes the IE, what's in the IE that makes it thrive as much?
I don't know, bro.
Like, it's like all suburby, it's all like small towns, just like, but clearly it has a long history, and to this day, like, you know, there's always so much going on.
Yeah, I don't know, probably just kind of like, I don't know, kind of like a fucked up place. So you're just bored and like you just want to do shit. And then like, I feel like music's like a cool like gateway to like cool stuff. Yeah, I don't know. I think that's just what it is. Like, music's just like a gateway to cool stuff. I don't know, because you can get into music and then that can lead you to like, I don't know, fucking like designing art. I don't know, like designing shirts, fucking artwork, photography, fucking videos, I don't know. I feel like everything cool is like connected to like punk or hardcore.
That's interesting.
Yeah,
that's, I don't know.
It's like a good gateway, like, or stuff like, I don't know, like skateboarding too, like skateboarding and music, really. I don't know.
I always felt that way. Like, if you're into any, if you're like, I guess, taking any art form seriously, I feel like you kind of have to be tapped in with like punk and hardcore. Not necessarily go to shows or be part of the scene, but you kind of have to know and admire and respect it, because there's like, again, like you said, it branches out to so many things that you kind of have to know about it. You know what I mean? You kind of have to be aware and just understand it to an extent.
Yeah.
Let's talk about you. Like, clear. Let's see how, because you're a, I mean, your name is Ron, but you're...
Yeah, my name is Ronnie.
Ronnie, like, yeah, but you're from a Paisa family in San Bernardino. I mean, like,
yeah,
Paisa culture is just being in San Bernardino.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of, like, I feel like a lot of things that thrive in L.A., like, start off from San Bernardino, like, or i.e., like, Fuerza Regida, or, like...
That's my neighbors, bro.
Like, literally, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not even going to get into it because I don't even know that much, but I do understand that, like, Paisa culture thrives, specifically in San Bernardino. Like, that's like, you know, like, just that. You know
what I mean?
Sick,
bro.
It's fucking...
You know, like, the same venue that had, like, British Invasion, there was, like, Metal Fest. They do a lot of, like, raves and shit now, too, but, like, in the 2000s, they would have, like, a lot of, like, Paisa stuff. Like, I don't know, like, Grupo Brindis, Mojado.
Damn,
like, yeah. No, they still have that shit there, dude. I just know, like, in the 2000s, because my parents would go to that shit. Like, I don't know, they would leave me, like, with like my mom's friend. They're like, oh, we're going to go see like fucking this paisa band, like Conjunto Primavera, like or just like, or like the fools from like Los Bukis, like their other band, like they'd play there. I don't know. I think like, I mean, it's pretty paisa still, but I feel like it was more paisa. I don't know. But yeah, Fuerza Regida, those fools are huge. Like, it's funny, like, that first record,
Otro bad.
Like, their artwork is, like, that fucking Santa Fe Tower Bridge. I grew up, like, dude, like, 3 minutes away from that. Or, like, when I would see, like, that fool's vlogs or whatever, like, oh, dude, like, I know this street or, like, shit like that. And it's tight, dude. Like, those fools are big and they're from San Bernardino, so I fuck with them.
Yeah. I guess to specify the reason I'm bringing it up, to be clear, is, like, being paisa, like being from, like, okay, I'm not talking, like, again, no diss to,
yeah,
I get a lot of shit from people to be like, well, what about, no, I'm not talking about brown people, I'm talking about being like paisa or like from paisa culture, or
it's a way of life, bro.
It's yeah, it's like, it's fucking like coming from that and strict parents, it is like, A, it's hard for you to get into hardcore punk.
Yeah.
If you're gonna have any like alternative way of living, like for example, like spending your money on film photography or being straight edge,
yeah,
things that like, you know, most people like, you know, just part of it once you're into like this subculture, like it's hard, like having to navigate being in a paisa home,
yeah,
from immigrant parents and like just being into these things,
yeah,
which explain to me how it was like that growing up.
Okay, so like a funny example, like I don't know, like just being in my room, like listening to music, like on a boombox, like a little stereo boombox thingy, like listening to CDs. I don't know, you just try to listen to music, and then I would just hear like my mom or my dad like just talk shit, like in Spanish, they'd be like, oh, parece que le están jalando los huevos, like it sounds like they're screaming, like they're yanking that fool's nutsack, or like shit like that, or like, oh, tu pinche música de diablo, like you fucking devil music, shit like that, or like dressing up, dude, like I don't know, like in the mid-2000s, like wearing like skinny jeans, like I've always been like a big dude, but like I don't know, I used to like sew my pants like on the sides, like floss and shit, but like I knew my parents were gonna talk shit, so before going to shows, like we would all link up at my friend's house and everyone just get ready there, dude, like foods like charging their hair and then like changing into clothes because they're paisa too, dude, because your parents are like, oh, like it is gay or like something like that. I don't fucking know, but yeah, like just they're just talk shit on your music, clothes, your friends. Like, I've never really asked my parents for rides. And, like, the few times that I did, those fools will always be judging, like, my homies and shit. Just shit like that, dude. Or, like, dude, I'm fucking, like, 19 years old at a show. And, like, I look at my phone. It's a text from my mom. And be like, ¿dónde estás? Like, where the fuck are you? Or, like, when I first started going to shows, dude, like, I don't know. Like 15, 16, my mom would wait for me like outside in the Astro van, dude. Like, I'd be coming home like at late, like at 1, and my mom would be in the Astro van. Like, all right, you fucking just got home.
Dude, then, the amount of times this happened?
Yeah, I'll do a lot. Like, it happened like for like the first like few years, and then like, I don't know, like 17, 18, she's just like, all right, this feels like cool. Like, I don't gotta worry about him. But yeah, sometimes it'd be like, where the fuck are you? Like, till in the morning.
I guess also for context, paisa parents do not give a fuck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there is no, like, getting... It's not really, like, there's a difference between getting mad and be like, no, like, you shouldn't be, like, you know, not this, this is bad. But they're more like... Like, what were you saying earlier? They're like, stop spending them. Like,
yeah,
like, that's some shit your parents will just openly say to you.
Yeah,
like,
just
there is no, like... Which makes it, I feel like, even harder. Like, you, like I feel like you get more brought down. You're like, ah. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, when they're just like... You know what I mean? There's just like dejate mamadas, like start dejate mamadas, just, like ponte atención a escuela or something like that.
And just like being like in a band too, they're like, oh, que vas a hacer? Like, what are you gonna do? Like, where are you going? I'm gonna play a show here, and then they think everything's about money. They're like, how much money are you guys gonna fucking make?
Like, we're gonna
dude,
lose
we're
money.
Fucking we're actually gonna spend money to get gas to get there, and no one's gonna buy your shit. But yeah, they're like, oh. And they have, like, a relative who used to play, like, in a paisa band. I think he still does. And then they're, like, the type of dudes that charge, like, I don't know, a few hundred bucks per hour. And they're like, oh, how come you didn't go with Jaime and play fucking bass with them? Like, you can make, like, a few hundred per night. I'm like, that's sick, but I'm not into that.
Can you even play that music?
So this family member, I went over to his house because my parents were bugging me. So I was like, fuck it, I'll go so you can, like, chill out or whatever. And I went, like, he was showing me on bass and, like, it was cool, but I was like, dude, I was like, I don't know, like 19, and this was like 50. Like, bro, I don't know. I mean, like, now if someone tells me I'm making like $500 a night, fuck it, I'll play fucking paisa music. This is back then, though.
No, but so there's what they send you to this guy's home for what? For like just like oh, and te va a enseñar a tocar
like about. Learn, yeah, like the fucking bass. It's just like thunk, 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 thunk. Dude, yeah. It was sick. I don't know. Yeah, I was like young and like dumber and like.
I mean, what were you gonna be a 19-year-old at the paisa party? Just like.
Yeah, I didn't know or didn't care.
Was,
any paisa bands out there want to hire me? I'm probably down now.
So you start going to shows and your parents are like waiting for you, like they're just talking shit.
Yeah.
What was like, I guess, after high school?
I don't
like,
know.
Like, once you had like more freedom, what was your life like?
Just going to shows every day. Like, I don't know. Yeah, just going to shows a lot. Playing in bands, and it was cool. I don't know. A lot of working. Mostly just going to shows, dude. I would just go on a lot of shows. Like, if there was a show, I would go. I didn't care, like, what it was. It was like, fuck it. There's a show, I'm going. Yeah, hardcore, I'll go. Punk, yeah, I'll go. Embarrassing, but... like in the 2000s, folk punk was kind of big in the IE, dude. There was like a lot of like Food Not Bombs and shit like that.
Yeah.
And this was fucked with like folk punk. So I went to like a few of those gigs. It was in my shit, but I just like hanging out.
Why was it embarrassing?
Cause, dude, it's just embarrassing, dude.
What?
I don't know. It just is, man. Like a fool with like a banjo and like a little fucking little washing thing with a spoon.
I don't know what that is. What is your spoon?
Like, I don't know, like little shit you used to wash clothes and then like a little spoon.
You would play with that?
Yeah, bro. Yeah, you just go to the park and like, I don't know, there'd be like folk punk fools playing and like serving food to like homeless people. But it's like vegan slop, bro. Like, that shit look crazy. That was big, bro.
You told me about the Gay Straight Alliance.
Oh yeah. Yo, cause this one was asking about like my first shows that I would go to, and like my high school had like a thing, like they had like this thing called like Gay Straight Alliance, and they'd have shows, dude. Like, so like the police fools wouldn't talk for like a day, and like the main objective was kind of like, like what it would be like a day without like gay people and shit like that. And then at the end of the day, like, they'd have a show, like, yeah, these fools are gonna break silence and shit. Mm. It was tight. Like, there was like all sorts of like fucking like kids at my school, like rockabilly, psychobilly, like, yo, even like black metal, dude, punk and like hardcore and shit. So all these kids would just like have a big ass show at the end of the day. That was like, yeah, I don't know. They would have shows like that. They were sick.
It's just like my mentality is like just kids, like,
dude,
like just coming up with like with things like to like to do, you know, and for the better or for the worse or whatever, like, yeah. It's just like this is what they come, this, you know, it's like kids just, I don't know, just like being creative.
Yeah,
which like even the folk punk thing, I'm all like, say what you will, but it's like I feel like we live in like, or maybe it's just me, but we live in an era where the internet is like everything has to be taken seriously.
Yeah,
or everything has to be like done right. I'm like, there's nothing wrong with just having fun and like, you know, like I don't hear stuff like that happen anymore. Yeah. Maybe it does, don't get me wrong, maybe I'm just out of touch, but like I don't hear like shit just like kids just,
dude,
like we're just gonna do this, you know what I mean? Like,
it's funny too, because yeah, like my school had like a Bible club too. Yo, because growing up in the 2000s was fucking weird, bro. Like Christian like hardcore was big, and the Bible club would have shows at my school too. They'd get like that band Death Star to play with like the X's on the side, X Death Star X. Just yeah, like those are the shows I would go to, just because they were there. And like, dude, like growing up without internet or like anything, or like old heads really, like fuck it, this was like, I don't know, distorted guitar music, so I'm gonna check it out. And I don't know, that I would go to shit like that. So yeah.
Well, what is you never got, you, there was never things in your way that made you kind of feel like close-minded or like.
What you mean?
Because I know you're saying that you were like, I'm gonna just go to every show, it doesn't
yeah.
matter. But was there never like this is gonna be whack, like, or you're just completely oblivious and just going to anything?
Nah, I was like selective a little. I hated bro, like like mall, like deathcore was starting to be like a thing, dude. Mm. Like, I don't know. Yeah, like mall, deathcore, bro. Like, that was starting to be a thing. I was like, nah, this is like fake hardcore. Yeah, like, so yeah, at first I was like selective, but then like, I started getting into like, I don't know, like real punk, I guess. And then like real hardcore at the same time. So I started being more selective. Yeah, I think like, I went to my first show, like in, my first real show, like in eighth grade.
Say.
So, yeah.
Which it just gives you a room to just get into shit like organically and just, yeah. And like be open-minded and you're just a kid, like I'm gonna go to this, I'm gonna go to that. And clearly I don't like this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But like, you know, it's like different when I see like fools that are like in their 20s, like getting into hardcore. I'm just
Nah.
You know what I mean?
I think, yeah, cause I went to like my first like real, real hardcore show, like I think in 10th grade, dude. And yo, I saw Ceremony in San Bernardino. They played with this band called Sabretooth Zombie and Lifelong Tragedy.
Fuck yeah.
And then it's funny because the opening band, I think it's a band called Off Track, dude. I think Off Track, the singer is the dude, Justin from New Brigade. I didn't know that fool. He's the a homie now. Yeah, yeah. He's sick. That's funny. That was like my first like show. I had never really like heard Ceremony. Like I heard like a little snippet because it was hard, bro, like checking out bands back then. You couldn't just go on YouTube and shit like that. I don't think there was a YouTube. And I just know, I was like, oh, this show by the house, like on a school night. So I had this kid in my math class, like, yo, do you want to go to show? And we went to that show. And like, it was sick. That's like the only show my mom ever gave me a ride to. And it was like, I don't know, kind of life changing.
I like how you remember that.
Yeah, because I mean, she never, if I would ask him for rides, like, nah, fuck no, you're stupid.
Would she tell you that?
Nah, just, ¿crees que regana el gas? Like, you think they're giving away gas for free?
And why did she take you to this show specifically?
Just because it was like, dude, it was like 5 minutes away from the house. Yeah, dude, that shit's never, ever going to happen. Ceremony 5 minutes away from the house. It was sick. I didn't know anyone, dude.
What era was this? Violence era? Or just Ruin?
Scared People, that 7-inch?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That, I think it's between like that and then like the second LP with like that black artwork.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like early, dude. It was sick. I saw it. I was like, oh, fuck, this is crazy. Yeah, I was checking out a lot of music at the time.
Oh, so how old were you when you joined?
Oh,
I can't pronounce.
Yeah, because I don't know. We have two records. I don't know. I gave this fool these two records that were just chilling in my room.
How old are you? Pesadilla okay. Sobica was your first band?
Nah, this
was
Horde. Was, okay. Yeah.
How old are you?
I think I was like 19.
This yeah. Pictures of you in, not this nah. one. No, this one. Never mind. Yeah. This pictures of you with like shades and like a little mini battle vest.
Oh, yeah. I used to dress, I don't know. I used to wear like a little, I was a little punk clothes. I don't know.
You're a little punk.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Horde is like, I was like 19, bro. Like 19 to like 20.
How'd you learn to play bass?
Yo, because and I was in elementary school. I used to really, really like Blink-182. I don't know, they're sick. Like, I wasn't into nu metal because I feel like Blink was like more relatable. Just like normal Southern California looking dudes.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know, they just wore like Hurley and shit. Hurley, fucking Billabong.
Mall clothes.
And like being like a bicycle, bro, you know, you could be going to Ross a lot.
Yeah.
Like you go to Ross, so like, fuck it. Like, I'll get this Billabong shirt or fucking Hurley. Like, cool, I'll get this. And I was like, fuck it. Like, I'll wear some Dickies and like a Hurley shirt. And then like, Blink-182 sick. Like, I don't know, they're kind of like funny. And like, but I thought that fool Mark was cool. So like, like, oh, damn, this little Mark's pretty cool. I'm gonna learn how to play bass. So I just go to this kid's house, and then I just borrow his bass, and then I just go to the library and print out bass tabs, dude.
Sick.
Yeah, and I'll just do that shit, and I'll just be watching TV and, like, I don't know, trying to learn how to play bass.
And at the kid's house?
No, I would borrow a bass, and then later I got my own. But because my dad thought I was gonna, like, not, like, I don't know, he thought I was gonna stick with it and I was probably just gonna stop playing it. He just got me a bass with no amp. So for months, I didn't have an amp. And then like one day I got an amp. It was pretty sick.
How'd you get the amp?
But he just bought it, dude. Sick. I was like, he just took me to a Guitar Center one day. I might have been like doing good or something. Cause that fool never really like bought me like expensive shit. But one day he took me and then he got me like a Fender 100 watt bass amp.
Yeah.
And I just started playing. Yeah, I just started playing, dude. And then, like, I'll just listen to music and just, like, try to play along. But for this band, I was just hanging out a lot with them, dude. Because I didn't really know these fools, man. Because I would, like, lurk on the Bridge 9 board. And it's funny, too, because my homie's little avatar picture was that picture. It's, like, this picture of, like, this whistle in San Bernardino that makes noise by the railroad tracks. And I DM'd the fool, like, yo, like, I live by that. And it's funny because that's on the Fuerza Regida, on their first record.
Sí.
That's on there, too. But, yeah, I messaged this fool. And then, like, I started hanging out with him. It's my friend Mark. That fool is in that band, Ausencia, now.
Sí. Shout out to Mark.
Yeah, shout out to that fool. Him and my homie Chaz. And then, like, yo, you want to hang out, blah, blah, blah. I was like, all right, cool. We live in San Bernardino, too. All right, sick. I'll be there. And then just have band practice. And one day, they just asked me if I wanted to be in their band.
Sí.
It was sick.
And I want you to talk about a show that you guys played in a house.
Oh, damn. This is, I don't know, it's kind of crazy and fucked up. Just, we thought, like...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Like, we thought it was going to be, like, these fools, like, eviction show or something. But, I don't know. We didn't know. So, we just told our friends, like, yo, fuck
and,
it.
And to be clear, eviction show is?
Like, we thought, I don't know, just you can do whatever, bro. I just fucking wild out. Like, just dumb and 19. And, like, yeah, just fucking wild out. We hit up all our friends. And we start playing, and our friend walks in the living room. Yo, because the show was, like, in the living room. Our friend Christian, Coochie Head, shout out. That fool walks in with, like, a computer monitor and, like, a baseball bat. Just throws it on the ground. Like, the computer monitor starts smashing it. Fools just start, like, socking holes in the wall, hitting each other. This other fool takes the bat. It starts swinging it at people. And that fool almost hit me, and some girl, like, I don't know, like, blocked me. So her hand broke. And then the fool who lived there, his dad got mad and just started, like, flipping out. Then we found out it was an eviction. They're just moving. They were just renting the house. That was fucked up, dude. Sorry. And then they were cool with it.
How does that flip out? What was the moment specifically that dad flipped out?
Yo, just fools, like, fucking punching, kicking holes in the wall. And then, like, this fool had, like, this distro outside. And it was around, like, Christmas time or something, because he got these little reindeers and started throwing them through, like, the window from the outside in. And the dad just got mad as fuck and then grabbed his distro and just, like, flipped over the table, bro. All his tapes, records, and, like, VHSs just fucking everywhere.
Did the most of them break?
I don't know, dude. I just know they're just fucking everywhere. And we just played. It's crazy that they let us finish our set. I don't know. They're cool. They're cool people. We were like, yo, like, sorry. Like, we can come back, like, help you fools, like, fix the shit. And they're like, nah, that's cool. We got it. Damn. Yeah, I don't know. It was sick. But yeah, our shows are dumb, dude.
What are some other crazy shows you guys play?
Wow, dude. When our singer, that fool fucking brought out all these fire extinguishers and set them off. That shit sucked, dude. I think that was, like, our last show. Or, like, second to last, maybe. You're like, all right. That shit burned, like, our eyes and, like, our throats and shit. Yeah.
What were some shows? Because clearly this era, people are just not having any... Or some shows, or some people are not having, like, outside world influences, like, you know, how they should act.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So clearly, like, I hear stories, like, with other people where, you know, like, where people are just literally just wilding out, I guess, to put it bluntly. And is there other shows you went to, or you can remember around that time, that folks just, like, did something way out of, like, you know, like, it's just something extra in a good way?
Damn, I don't know.
What about some of the crazy shows? Like, crazy shows. Not just, like, pit-wise, but, like, crazy shows.
Crazy, crazy? Like, just, like, crazy? Dude, I don't know. Seeing Hoax was crazy, like, at Unit B.
What was that?
Just fools, like, it was, like, at a skate park. Unit B was, like, an indoor skate park, like, in a warehouse. They were playing there, and then, like, just fools just diving off everything. I don't know. It seemed crazy. That. And then this girl got on stage, and stopped the band and was talking. Yeah, she got on stage and like took the microphone away from that fool Jesse. I think that's his name.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and she started crying, like asking for her beanie.
For her beanie?
Yeah, bro. Oh, that. And then, like, I think everyone's just, like, laughing. It was kind of fucked up looking back. I don't know.
So, but, and what did Jesse do?
I think he was just, like, I don't know. He was just, like, cool about it. He was just, like, what? Yeah, I don't know. It's so long ago. But I think he was cool about it because, I mean, he let her have the microphone. That's pretty sick.
She lost her beanie?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
She was just crying on stage for her beanie. I'm trying to remember. Despise You, when they played Riverside. They played like it's called the Life Arts Center. So I don't know if it's still an art school, but it was like it's like a weird art school. But they have like all sorts. They have like quinceañeras there, fucking shows. They have everything, bro. Like Despise You play the basement. They used to have shows there, and it was Despise You with Coke Bust. I just remember being like crazy as fuck. Everyone's just moshing while they're sweating. But what made it crazy, there was like a fight outside the venue. And I think this kid got like his leg curb stomped, and the firefighters and cops showed up. So the show wouldn't get shut down. They just made everyone stay inside. No one could go in or out of the venue. And dude, that shit was fucked up. It was like super humid and fucked up in there. That was cool. I don't know, crazy. Yeah, I don't know.
Or some other memorable shows, some like that stick out for whatever reason.
Memorable. Oh, dude. I think when that band No Tolerance played LA with Urban Blight and Cream. Yeah, it's funny because like it was like a Sound and Fury weekend, but I used to not go, dude, because I was like, yo, that shit's so far. But it's funny because it's only like 2 hours away. I just hate driving. And yeah, I went to that show, and like fools were just like diving off of everything. Just they're like kind of like climbing like these fucking like the fence, just jumping off of that shit. It was cool. That was memorable. I don't know. This scene Despise You is always fucking sick. Another time too, they play like in South Central at the, it's called the Black Castle. I think, yeah, the Black Castle.
And you said off of Manchester.
Yeah, off of Manchester.
I need to do my research on that.
Yeah, it was off of Manchester. That shit was sick. They played. They were sick, dude.
Yeah, how was it?
It was sick.
And what was the Black Castle?
It was just like this weird venue, dude. Like,
it was a warehouse, a studio.
It was kind of like a little like there was like an auto shop next to it, connected to it. You know, like those places where they sell like, there's like a little like in the hood, there's like they sell like water and ice. There's like a Metro PCS.
Yeah.
That kind of like building, dude. But it was painted all black, and they had a stage in there. But for some reason, like it was sick. Everyone played on the floor. So I feel like that made it sick. And I think there's like, so weird, there's like children selling beer out of a trailer in the back.
Fire.
Like actual kids, dude. You're like, what the fuck?
Did you buy beer?
Probably. Yeah, I don't know. I used to drink, not anymore.
What was crazy about that show?
Just Despise You, really. Just people just go off, dude.
In South Central, and that, especially.
Yeah, I think they had like the old, I don't know if he's an OG drummer, but they had like an older dude. That fool was cool. And then they had Chris Dodge on bass.
Fuck yeah.
That was a good era.
What year was this?
I'm going to say like 2010, maybe 2011.
Was there any other shows at that place? Or the Black Castle?
Yo, this is funny because one time that band, I think it was Needles, that fool Martin from Krugels.
Yeah.
His band was going to play there with like, this is like East 7th era, like after like the first time it got shut down or they're taking a break. So they moved shows, and then they moved that show, Needles, to Black Castle. And there's like these, everyone there just like, you kind of know who everyone's at a show.
Yeah.
And there was like these weird looking like older people. And they had, it's funny because they had a Refuse shirt. And I jokingly told a friend, I was like, man, no real punks listener refused. And the first band sets up, they start playing, and those dudes that were chilling there, they take out their badges, dude. And they're undercover cops, dude. And everyone's like, fuck. So they thought that show was gonna get canceled, and they ended up moving it back to E7. It was pretty sick. I think that
so they got their badge, like doing what? Like,
they just pulled out their badge, but then when they pulled their badge, they told everyone to leave. And then when we started leaving, there's like a bunch of like cops and like SWAT and shit outside.
Well, they thought that was gonna happen.
I don't know. Maybe because, I mean, they had children selling beer, bro.
Yeah.
I don't know. That venue was probably hot or something.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So, yeah, they just pulled out their badges from, like, under their shirts. Okay. And then...
let's call Ron right here. No real punk is gonna refuse.
Nah, I don't know. Fools are probably gonna get mad, but to be honest, I never heard
of them. I ain't disagreeing.
I've never heard of them. I'm just talking shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit was cool. It was, like, Rayos X's. I think Sadikos and Needles.
Fire.
Yeah, they moved it back to E7, so that was cool. That or that, oh, fuck, that French oi band, Rix.
Yeah.
I don't know how to pronounce her name. They played at Long Beach, bro. And then, this is, like, more recent. That was, like, 2016.
Recent? This was already, like, 8 years ago?
Yeah, they played Long Beach, bro. They played, like, some backyard. And then, like, the helicopter was above them flying while they were playing. And then the whole SWAT team was outside that house. I don't know. I feel like that was kind of crazy.
Do you ever go to Press Tire?
Yeah, dude. Press Tire. I went to a few shows there. I think I saw Savage Heads there.
With Glue?
I think it was the same show, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, Savage Heads with Glue there. Some 4th of July show there, too. I think, who played, like, Ugly Heads? It's with that fool Abe from Drapetomania. He was in that band. They're sick. This other band called, I think they're called, like, Roach Clips. I think Crab was in that band. That was, like, a 4th of July show. I remember because this fool gave me, like, a firework. And it was, like, a Roman candle. And I was holding it. And that shit popped, like, in my hand.
Did it fuck you up?
Nah, I thought it was. It was scary. Yeah, I went there. I don't know. Yeah, I went there, dude. That place is crazy.
Have you always been a calm guy?
I hope so. I don't know. I feel like I've always been chill, but I used to drink a lot back then.
I mean, not like calm, like...
But I used to fuck around a lot.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like I used to fuck around a lot. I'm just old and chill now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think most kids, like, do you think most kids had to be a little bit wild to survive and to be in the punk scene back then, or like in hardcore, or like just to be in hardcore or punk, whatever?
I think you're just having fun and are not paying attention, just like being yourself, kind of. Yeah, because I mean, there's like no rules, like just do whatever, just be cool. Like, yeah. I don't know. Like, you can still, like, I don't know, like, be crazy, but like have fun and like kind of respectful, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
You just be yourself.
Be yourself.
Yeah.
And what time do you join Pesadilla Distópica?
I don't know. I was like my early 20s. I think like 2013 maybe to 2012, like 22-ish maybe.
Yeah.
I think that band wasn't around for long. Like, super brief, like, early, like, E7th era.
And what happened?
Just stopped playing one day, and that was it.
Sorry.
Yeah, we used to play a lot of, like, E7 shows. I think a sick one was, like, with Mob 47. Yeah, we played with Mob 47 at E7th. And I think that's, like, that's the only time I ever got to, like, tour was with them. We did, like, just, like, West Coast. It was sick. It was cool because, like, you're just in a van with all your homies and, like...
And where was the tour?
Just, like, L.A., just West Coast, like, L.A., Oakland, San Francisco, Portland, Seattle, Olympia.
Sick.
It was sick, dude. Like, you're just in a van with your homies for, like, almost, like, 2 weeks, dude. And then just going, like, I don't know, like, cool places, getting food and shit like that.
It's the best.
It was sick because the tightest is, like, Portland, dude. I remember I asked these people, like, yo, can we go to, like, a Burnside skate park? I mean, like, growing up playing, like, Tony Hawk.
Yeah.
That shit's, like, in the, what, like, the first game, I think? Yeah, it's in the first game. So I wanted to see that shit. And that shit was cool. Like, it looked just like the game. So it was tight. That, or, like, I don't know.
Do you wish you would have toured more?
Yeah, kind of. It's weird. I feel like you gotta be, like, a real one to tour, dude.
A real one of what?
Like, just, you're like a fucking trooper. Like, it's a lot of work, man.
It is.
Like, you're just away from home, and like, sometimes you kind of get, like, yeah, you're chilling with your homies, but you get, like, tired. Just like, man, like, you just want to be alone. And like, you're at a show every fucking day, dude. That shit kind of sucks, dude. Like, it's tight. Like, I don't know. I had the energy back then, but now I can't even go to 2 shows in a row. Sometimes I'm like, yo, these fools going to like 10, 30 day fucking tours. That's crazy. It was cool just to do once. And then you get to see other cool bands too. When we did ours kind of like met up with like Vasca and Impalers like twice.
Fire.
So we got to play with them twice. And then like in Portland, there's this band called Lifeform. They were sick. We got to play with them. They sound like Confused.
Same.
Like Japanese hardcore shit. But yeah, that band was like short-lived. We didn't play a lot. Yeah, we just stopped playing one day. And that was it.
So at what point during this you start your photography?
So like back to like the fucking like Ridge 9 message board or whatever. There was like a photo thread and like it just fools like shot film. This is like 2008, 2009, and like not that many people are shooting film. And at the time, I was also working at a 99 cent store when I was in high school.
Safe.
And they used to sell film there. So yeah, fucking, yeah, so cameras, you can just go to any thrift store. You can get any camera for $1, dude, anything. But I didn't know what like Yashica T4 or anything was back then. But I'm going on this fucking message board. All these fools are shooting. So, yo, this is kind of tight. No one's, like, in my area. I wouldn't really see people doing it. So, I was like, I'm going to get a camera. I got, like, a random ass, like, Minolta or something. And I started buying film at the 99 cent store. Because it's $1, bro. I just, like, film. It was, like, 200 speed or something. And, like, it looked whatever. And then, like, you can still get film done at Costco, dude. It's, like, a roll for, like, $5. Prints and, yeah, you get, like, a roll printed for like $5, and I just started shooting a lot because it was cheap and fun. I'll just shoot like whatever, like stuff at home, like friends and stuff like that. It was cool. I met like cool homies, like because like that message board.
Shit.
Yeah, is that fool's still my homie? That fool Julian. He used to post a lot there. That fool Julian, yeah, that fool's kind of like inspiring. I'm like, dude, this fool's tight.
Like, then, is him doing it at all, or his photography,
or just like every like his style? Cause like he was just shooting like his high school homies, but it's funny cause his high school homies ended up being like Odd Future.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and like I don't know, like he just shot like life stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like I was just shooting like my friends, and then I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna take this camera to a show. Like, not like my purpose wasn't like I'm gonna shoot this show. It's just like I have my camera with me, cause in the IE we have Doctor Strange Records, and dude, yeah, on his website he has like a little gallery, or used to have a little gallery of photos like he took in the 80s, and he has like a saying on there like, dude, I don't know how exactly it goes, but it's like, one day you'll be old and you'll be happy you had a camera with you, or some shit like that.
Sure.
I'm like, dude, that shit stuck in my head. So like I always just carry a camera, and then yeah, just shooting pictures of friends really, and like bands. But yeah, it's like not my main purpose, like to go to a show and like shoot bands. I think like,
was
and I just like, and then I just, I feel like E7th era was cool. I feel like I have a bunch of that shit, that era. But then there's like times when I didn't carry my camera and I regret it. A lot of like Aladdin Jr.'s era.
Yeah,
I was just chilling, having fun.
Was photography common back then?
Yeah, I feel like it was, but it was like different. Like a lot of people just had like nice gear, and like film wasn't as popping.
Mm.
Yeah, and then like, you could straight up go everywhere back then. And like, dude, if I look through my stuff, I have a lot of stuff like in like Walgreens, envelopes, CVS, and Costco, because you could just like go and then they would do it in there. Like they wouldn't ship it out.
Mm.
So yeah, it was super easy and super cheap. But then like a thing of back then, now everyone just like scans their stuff, like their negatives, or like ask for scans. You know, so your stuff comes out super clean. But back then I didn't really have like an old head, dude. Like I would just like scan the actual prints like on a shitty ass like HP printer, dude. Yeah. So like it would like look like super like old school. But I feel like that's what people would do back then.
Yeah.
But like now it's just like, oh, I need the cleanest fucking scans.
Yeah.
The highest resolution and shit like that. I don't know. But yeah, having a camera is sick. Yeah, it really is, dude. Yeah, just sometimes, I don't know, it's funny because, like, you can just take a picture, like, oh, this shit sucks. And then you look at it, like, in 5-10 years, you're like, oh, this is kind of tight. Like, something's probably changed, or, like, I don't know.
There's meaning.
There's, like, more meaning.
Is there any pictures that, like, that you can think of where it's like, fuck, I took this picture?
It
doesn't have to be crazy, but it could be your family or a show.
Yeah, I don't know. I think a lot of pictures like broken up bands now.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like broken up bands or just like bands like really early on. I'm trying to think, dude. I like Salico's, Drapetomania. I feel like all that shit was so good. That's like my favorite era. Like, yeah, Drapetomania, Salico's, early Blazing Eye. Like, I don't know, The Flex. I don't know.
You have a lot of pictures of Blazing Eye that I regret not using for at least this episode.
Yeah.
I saw until later.
Yeah, I don't know. I think just a bunch of shit that I like. Yeah, like the pictures don't gotta be the best. Just chill out on them and then look at them like in a few years and then you'll like them. Or like another thing too, like recently, that fool Mark McCoy from Charles Bronson, he did like reissued all those records and then like put out a book.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
And that book's like, I don't know, like pictures like 94 to like 97 or something. And like you look at them, like they're like pictures like not centered or just like whatever. Like you just stick your arm out, dude. Like just shit you do at a show. But like, oh shit, like you were there, bro. Like you got pictures like Man is a Bastard, fucking Los Crudos or just shit like that. I don't know. Yeah, pictures are sick. I don't know.
Pictures are awesome.
Yeah. Just having a picture is cool, dude.
Yeah. I think you can tell when a picture is genuine. And I mean, it's like with music. It's like with anything.
Yeah.
Like, if something's genuine, like, it will attract the right people. You attract, I mean, to some extent, it's true. Not, it's not 100%, yeah. But you attract, your art attracts, like, you know, it's like, you know, I don't know how to say it. Like, it's a, you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, or it's like, there's like good ass bands with shitty ass recording.
Yeah.
And like, that shit is good as fuck. Or there's like good bands and they get like really good recordings and like, oh, this kind of sucks, bro. Like, I don't know, it loses something.
Well, it's like if you're a band or someone who's trying to do it for the fame, you know those people like who only care for a second will show up to you whatever your art. But then if you have like something organic, you just put it out for your friends, it'll spread. I guess I'm trying to say it's like organic growth is better than just fast growth. I don't know. But yeah, well, how's your life today? What do you do now? What are you up to? Anything?
Bro, I'm just old, man. I just stay home, dude. I'll go to shows like super rare now.
You pull up to the cool show.
Yeah.
If Ron goes to a show, it's a cool show.
Nah. Yeah, dude, just like, you gotta be selective, bro. It's like, I can't go to shows on weekdays. I get up like at 4:30 a.m. Yeah, like for instance, I have a ticket right now to go see Gun with like Mystic 100s, and I probably won't go.
Where are they playing?
Above Burger Lords in Echo Park. What's that venue called?
Lounge Room.
Yeah, the Lounge Room. Yeah, I have a ticket to that.
Mystic, who? Mystic?
Mystic 100s.
Are they cool?
They used to be Milk Music back in the day.
Oh, okay, damn.
Yeah.
Give me your ticket.
Yeah, you can have my ticket. So yeah. See, that's how my life is now. I'll buy a ticket to a show and I can't make it because I gotta be up early. So yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I'll do that. I don't know. I just hang out a lot, hang out with friends, but just like, I don't know, like just hang out for a little bit, not staying up late. I'll play video games. I'll just play like skate. No. It's called Session. It's just like the skateboarding game. I'll just throw on my headphones, listen to music and play that shit. Yeah, just take pictures of just like homies. Stuff.
Are we gonna have a photo book soon?
Oh, dude, I want to. My friend Ray, who does Extinction Burst, they put out like, I don't know, records, tapes. They put out cool shit, and he does like print stuff too. He's put out one of my zines before. He's always asking me about a book, and I'm like, yeah, I'm down. But I've been lagging. I feel like I've been lagging, but it's also I want to do this thing too, where like pictures of like. From like, I don't know, 2009, 2010 to 2024, like, that's when I retired, bro. Nah, yeah, because like, an inspiration is kind of like that fool Martin from Los Crudos.
Yeah.
Like, when he first put out his book, it's like, oh, these are my pictures from like, I don't know, 1980, whatever, to 2000, whatever. stuff like that. Or like even like Ed Templeton too, dude. Like this fool just put out a book and he's been working on that shit like his whole life. And that's just like patience, like 90s, 2000s. I kind of want to do something like that.
Are you going to retire soon? Or
nah. I mean, kind of. I don't go to as many shows, dude.
Just do it. I would love to see a book from you.
Yeah, I want to do that.
Wait, so Extinction Burst hasn't put out the book
yet? He wants to, and I already told him. And, like, that's, like, one of my good homies. So,
I mean, if someone's reaching out to do a zine for you, that's...
He put out my zine. Yeah, I don't know. I kind of want to do a book. And then just, like, I have so much shit, but because, like I said, I used to scan my prints. I want to rescan all my negatives, but it's just so time consuming, dude. I just have like a Epson V whatever fucking scanner, and that shit takes forever. That I want to do that, scan my negatives, and then just like, yo, because I'm so like computer illiterate, like, yo, like, can you help me out, Ray? Like, he's told me he's down to help me, and I just want to like put all my shit together. That, but then like in the last few years too, I've been like really into baseball. I started going like in 2012, 2013, just because my friend wouldn't invite me. My friend Mark, that fool from Mark from Ausencia, and we would go to games like 2-3 times a week, like when that fool was living in California.
Yeah.
And then I just started going on my own like years after, and I just been like super hooked on that shit. So I'm like, well, I'm here and like this is fun. So I just bring my camera to games and stuff. I just walk around, take pictures of like stuff at the stadium, people, just shit like that. So I want to do a book. Like every end of the season, I'm like, all right, cool. Like I'm gonna put all my shit together, put out a zine. But then I'm like, nah, I'm gonna shoot one more year, one more season. So it's like never ending. But who knows?
I mean, hopefully we need to get a book.
Yeah, I need to do something. Yeah, it's been a long time. But yeah, I want to do like a music one. Yeah, it'll just be like punk and hardcore shit. And then
a baseball
one too. Not really about like the team, but just more about like the experience of being there. That's like my two main things. Like, I don't know.
Baseball and hardcore.
Yeah, dude. I just want to do that. That fool Chris Kirk, dude. I was like, that fool's sick.
That fool's fucking, dude.
Yeah, I don't know Chris Kirk.
I don't know Chris Kirk that much, but I think about like his persona and like his...
Yeah,
and like his everything about his, the way he lives, the way his photography is, like,
yeah. Chris Kirk and that fool Jared Stith, you know that fool?
Oh
yeah, those fools are like the I look up to those fools.
The big three: Chris Kirk, Jared, and Ron.
No, damn, thanks. Yeah, I look up to those fools because like they just shoot like their life, and I'm like, yo, this is sick. Like
Jared's photos is like,
yeah,
like beyond perfection of what like... Well, you can clearly see what he's saying.
Yeah.
It's fucking ridiculous, like, in a good way.
Yeah. Yeah, those fools are sick. They just shoot, like, their life. Like, I feel like they don't have, like, not a specific theme.
They just have an eye.
They just have an eye, bro. So I'm like, damn, I look up to these fools, like...
And that's exactly what drew me to your photography.
Yeah.
I need to get Jared on.
Yeah, Jared's sick, dude. I think my friend Ray offered Jared to, I don't know, like, to put out something by him. He's done like a few like Extinction Burst like record like the artwork for some of the covers, records. Yeah,
he did the Sweet Soul cover, I believe.
Yeah, he did. So yeah, those fools are sick. Shout out to them. What else? I don't know. Just taking pictures is sick, dude. I always have something on me.
Sick.
I need to print more of my shit, dude. Cause I don't like consider myself a photographer, dude. I just do this shit for myself, but then it's kind of cool when people are like, oh, like,
run the photographer.
Can I get this printed? Can I get that? I'll give you money. But then, like, I feel weird charging people, dude. Like, nah, you're the homie. Like, I can't charge you. So I'll just, like, I don't know, hook them up. Or sometimes, dude, like, when I need to re-up on supplies, I'll do, like, all right, cool. Like, I have this print, like, fucking who wants them? Like, $20. And I'll use that money, and then I'll just fucking buy more film. And I'll load up, dude, for like a year.
What do your parents think about you now?
Now?
Have you ever seen your photos?
Nah, I think they just know I'm into it.
They don't see your photo?
Not really. Sometimes, like, they know I'll take, like, good pictures and shit. And then, not good, but, like, they know what I'm doing. I don't know. They'll ask me, like, oh, like, can you take a picture of this? Can you take a picture of that? Or, like, can you take a picture of us or some shit?
You're like, look, Mom, I got an interview on Laughing Out Die later.
Yeah, like, hell yeah, I got it. Yo, this is like my first podcast ever.
Yeah.
Shout out, man. Thank you. And then, like my friend Christian, that fool does, he does like a little thing called the Fun Corner. He does like little toys.
Yeah.
Like little toys and sells like old, like vintage Japanese toys. And he wants me to like take pictures because he's done merch. He does merch. You know that fool Aaron from Soul Search? He does some art for Fun Corner.
And is then, that guy Vilesaur?
Yeah, Vilesaur. Shout out.
Hey, if you're listening, I hit you up, man.
Shout out,
I hit Vilesaur. You up, you didn't get a reply.
Damn.
Yeah, give
Ruby,
me.
I'll tell that fool, Ruby the Legend.
Yeah.
That fool, and then this fool Augie who does art for Fun Corner too. He does stuff for bands too.
Yeah.
He recently did that cover for Earl Sweatshirt.
Which one?
The new record with Alchemist.
Say.
He did that. So, yeah, he does stuff for Fun Corner. But, yeah, Christian wants me to do some shit for him.
Well, I mean, I just hope you really do it. I hope.
Yeah, no,
I hope
you, I'm going to do it.
I hope you. I hope in a year from now you have a book. I really do. Like,
I'm going to retire this year. So
don't even retire. You don't have to retire. Like, you could think about it as, like, this as, like, your younger self on photos of your younger self. And then you could start working on photos of an adult.
Other shit.
But I feel like your photo's good. And you just need something, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
you just need something
out
there.
I'll do it. Yeah. Last night, actually, I was like, man, I'm getting hyped up, like, on baseball starting, like, I don't know, like, in a few days. Yeah, today, I don't know. Today's, like, what, the 3rd?
That's just
Dodgers play on the 28th. So I'm like, dude, I'm kind of hyped. Should I do a zine? Like, just take fucking a bunch of instant photos I have and, like, tape them on, glue them on some paper, and then scan them at FedEx, and then just do a little zine, like 15, 20 copies. I don't know, maybe.
Not maybe, do it.
I'll probably do it. Yeah, because I work next to a FedEx store, and I'm always tempted to go in after work and print shit.
Mike.
But there's always fucking people there, dude. I feel like an asshole just like hogging up the printer, like doing some dumb like zine when.
Who cares? Just do it.
People got like real ass shit to print.
Fuck that. But they don't got real shit to
print.
Yeah,
I should do it.
They got dumb ass documents that just.
I should do it and like just make like at least like 15 of them, 20 of them.
Yes, do it.
I'll do it just because I'm on this. So yeah, I'll do that. But yeah, I mean, it'd be cool to like, shoot other shit, like, I don't know, clothing shit for homies.
Just do it. Just keep doing it. Like, it's just, your photos are good.
Yeah, it's cool. I don't know. It's cool when people, like, ask me shit because, I don't know, it kind of keeps me going. But I mostly do it for myself, though.
Yeah.
And I don't really, like, call myself anything. I don't know. I'm just a guy.
You're just a guy. But you're a guy who's been in bands, who knows shit, who does photography. You're more than just... I'm telling you, you're like part of that secret collective that's not even a real scene. It's just like fools that dress normal that know a lot of shit.
Yo, yeah. I don't know. Be low-key sick about... I don't know. It's funny because like... I don't know because I'm fucking old now. And then like I'll see like people out in the real world like wearing like a Dystopia shirt or like... I don't know. Some other fucking band. Like fools dressed all punk. And like you kind of want to be like, oh, like damn, like cool shirt. But then you want to be like, oh, who's this fucking... normal ass looking guy.
How many like it's like even Ruben Purcell sends it one time.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
how many fools actually like go to punk shows and part of LA punk? Like yeah. Like you know what I mean? Like I need to rush. But I'm not gonna but you know what I'm saying? Like how many fools are like actually even know who fucking I don't know, like Toscos, Blazing are.
Yeah,
you know like how many kids in LA wear Misfits shirts and like all these shirts, but it's like it's wild to think none of those kids know like
what
actual going to shows are, you know what I mean? Like, they probably just go to the Garden or some shit.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the Garden's sick, but you know what I'm saying?
I like some tracks.
Yeah, no, they got a couple tracks, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy how many actual punks there are.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I don't know.
Anything else you want to say? I need to fucking use the restroom.
I don't know. Just, yo, this podcast is sick. I listen to it at work. Every time there's, like, a new episode, I'll throw it on, like I said earlier, it's kind of like the turned out of punk of LA, kind of.
Yeah, it's a ghetto version of turned out.
Nah, but it's sicker, though, because that fool's annoying. Nah, he can be annoying. And it's cool listening to, like, homies, like, while I'm on the clock.
Yeah.
Telling their stories and shit. So, yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate you. I hope and this is a testament that you're going to do a zine.
Yeah.
You're going to do a zine.
Yeah.
All right, you said it.
I'm going to try to work on it this week.
All right, you said it.
All right, for sure.
All right, later.
All right, peace.